Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with a stretching Luke Burbank. Are you ready? Are you limbering up?
I am. This is, you know.
It's very important before exercise that
absolutely.
You stretch.
Right.
And I consider the ramble exercise. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. Let's hit it.
This, of course, are the sort of bits and pieces of the news that might otherwise get past the keeper. But we kick, save, and abute these stories, and then we present them to you. First off, a major archaeological discovery in Canada. They have found the 85-foot Barosaurus remains, a skeleton of a dinosaur. The thing is, it was actually already inside the Royal Ontario Museum. Turns out the specimen was brought there in 1962, but the museum wasn't big enough, so they sort of divided up these bones among various collections, and they didn't actually categorize it very well. They didn't keep good records of where it was. So I guess somebody went down to the basement and was like, hey, there's a gigantic dinosaur down here. In fact, the Barosaurus, the display opens to the public this Saturday, and it will be Canada's largest dinosaur ever to go on permanent display.
Well, the Journal of the American Bar Association announced its winner for Lawyer of the Year. Any guesses? Howard K. Stern? Could have been. You hear this one. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. I should have respect.
Sure.
Except you might remember. You might recall. He didn't, apparently. He resigned in September after 2.5 years at the Justice Department amid investigations into whether he broke the law and lied to Congress. He denied any wrongdoing and didn't recall much of what he was accused of doing. Lawyer of the Year doesn't necessarily mean best lawyer. The Journal wants to clarify that. It's the lawyer who made the most news in a year. The Journal's editor and publisher, Edward Adams, said, quote, "We're not suggesting these are the best lawyers in any sense of the word. We are saying they are the most newsworthy and perhaps also the best." The ABA Journal has already predicted next year's top newsmaking attorney, Gonzalez's successor, Attorney General, Michael Mukasey. I can't look at Mukasey without thinking about Ari Shapiro's email about how to pronounce it. Shall we?
Yeah, Ari Shapiro, our unbelievably qualified justice correspondent at NPR, was doing all this Mukasey reporting, and people were kept massacring the name, and so he sent an email that said, "Just think Mukasey like you crazy." And it's the greatest little memory device of all time. Except I am incapable of uttering the name Mukasey
without thinking
comma,
of
Ari Shapiro.
You crazy. He's not, but Mukasey's crazy, as a mnemonic. Okay, go ahead.
another big award out this week, the Foot in Mouth Award, given by the Plain English Campaign, which is a UK-based group that calls people out who tend to muddle the English language. And to the surprise of many, you might say, President George W. Bush did not take the top spot. He actually got second place. He was beaten out by former England soccer manager Steve McClaren, who basically was hailed for this gobbledygook. He was talking about one of his players, Wayne Rooney. He said, quote, "He's inexperienced, but he's experienced in terms of what he's been through."
Now that almost makes sense to me.
Yeah, I could kind of, in context, if you're in the locker room, I could see what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
But still, he took top spot. W came in second for, "All I can tell you is that when the governor calls, I answer his phone." I don't know
how
exactly
he does that.
I think he means phone call. Maybe
probably.
He left that off. This must be just for this year, because I think fool me once, shame on me, or shame on you, fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Is one of the greatest malapropisms of all time. But I think that was not eligible this year. The Plain English Campaign spokesman Ben Beer told Reuters, "We thought it was a bit obvious to honor President Bush as he comes up with them."
My favorite, "I look out on America and I see Americans." Good. All right, a website has been shut down, but not before attracting a lot of attention. Drew Peterson, does it sound familiar? He's the former Illinois police sergeant who is just shrouded in suspicion after the disappearance of his fourth wife, 23-year-old Stacy Peterson. Now, he set up a website called defenddrew.com. He needed to raise money, he said, for his legal defense fund and to hire a private investigator to help find Stacy Peterson. He thinks she ran off with some other fella. There's the one thing here. He hasn't been charged with anything. So he's setting up this legal defense fund, but he hasn't been charged with anything. He is one of those persons of interest, as they like to call them now. He has denied any involvement in his wife's disappearance. And on the site, he has said he feels victimized by police pressure and a media witch hunt. Several legal experts told ABC News that this was highly unusual to put an online defense fund like this out there, if not unprecedented, because This guy hasn't been charged with a crime and not been named an official suspect. Well, finally, the site was shut down yesterday. Peterson's lawyers, this is their reason. They said they've reached their short-term goal. Mm. But they wouldn't say how much money had been raised.
Whatever happened with that story, it's obviously potentially a very sad situation if someone has lost their life. But it is also just the weirdest media story because you've just got this gaggle of reporters camped out outside this guy's house 24/7. It's lit up with these TV lights like day and night. And he comes out occasionally. He has a bandana tied around his face, or he gives an interview and acts very oddly. And it's like the sort of foundation of it is something that's possibly very sad, and yet it's this spectacle. It's kind of like
just
a car
strange.
Accident. That is The Ramble. Thank you for rambling with us.